Hare Krishna. Okay, two short questions, rather three. One is from Julia Burrows from the UK, and she says, but she doesn't really do much worship for them. And she's heard that I, as her prospective spiritual master, are not in favor of worshipping Lord Jagannath and any other standard than Lord Jagannath should be worshipped at. So she says, what should she do? And of course, this is now my personal response to a prospective disciple as to how I recommend disciples to worship deities at home and what deities. If you can find someone who will actually give them a proper worship and worship Lord Jagannath as they should be worshipped, at least even at home, then do that. If not, then put them to rest in some clean place, sacred place, and where they're taken care of, at least in the box that they're sleeping in. For instance, here in Hungary, we have Rath Yatra, and Lord Jagannath comes out just for Rath Yatra, and the other time he's not on the altar, although there have been many moves to put Jagannath on the altar, but I've really resisted that because my main concern has been that we don't increase our obligations to the Lord beyond Gornitai and Radhashyamasundu. And she has another question, whether I can tell any more about Radha and Krishna's grandparents in Vrindavan. Well, because her grandchildren wants to know, there's a lot to say, and a lot has been written, because there was a lot to say in the Vrindavan Mahima. And so I request you to just be a little patient until it comes out in print, and then can read a lot of stories about Krishna and their grandparents, and Srimati Radharani and her grandparents in the book. Another question is from Anjavati Devidasi here in Hungary, and she's asking about, seems that the influence of Western culture is becoming stronger and stronger in Vrindavan, in India, and it's becoming more covered. Her question is, does this diminish the spiritual potency of the Dham, and do people who still leave their bodies in the Dham go back home, back to Godhead? So the answer is yes, the potency of the Dham is never diminished, whether it's fully manifest, what we call Prakat Dham, as in Krishna's time, whether it's covered or completely lost, whether it's been retrieved as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did, or becoming a tourist destination for mundane people, as it is becoming now. For those who are sincere practitioners, they always get the same spiritual benefit. For those who leave their bodies in the Dham, they get the same benefit. They go back home, back to Godhead. Vrindavan is always Vrindavan. In the same way that Krishna also left a material body behind when he left this world. For instance, when on the battlefield of Kurukshetra he showed wounds. The Dham and the Lord, when in this material world, they conform in many ways to the laws of the world, although they're always transcendental for different reasons, to show their conformity to the laws of the material world, as we devotees will also experience, to give arguments for atheists that Krishna is just an ordinary man and his abode is an ordinary place. And also as part of the very enchanting part of Krishna's pastimes. So Krishna also conducts himself according to the laws of the material world, in most ways, or in some ways. But still, simultaneously, he remains fully transcendental and fully unaffected. Even though he follows the laws of material energy, he's never under the laws of material energy. Similarly, even though Vrindavan becomes influenced by the material energy, it's never under the influence of the material energy. And therefore, its potency is not in any way diminished. However, because of all of these things that are taking place in Vrindavan, therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda recommends that Gauradham Navadvipa, which is being developed and manifesting more and more, is a easier place for practicing devotees to develop their Krishna consciousness and to get the same transcendental benefit that's available in Vrindavan. And, for instance, here in Hungary, that was Srila Prabhupada's idea of establishing Vrindavan in different parts of the world, where devotees, without going to a far distance, don't have to go through a cultural experience or transition, could both visit or, better yet, even live in places like New Vrindavan or New Rajadham, and get the benefit of the potency of the Dham manifest by Srila Prabhupada's desire, the service of devotees, and particularly the presence of the deity form of the Lord, and in that way make a similar advancement and get similar benefit as is available from Bhoma Vrindavan. Hare Krishna.